Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday out in Mount Juliet for our toy drive. 2234 North Mount Juliet Road as we're taking stuffed toys for the Nashville Children's Alliance. Come by the Duncan here at 2234 North Mount Juliet Road and drop some of those off. And we really appreciate all the participation in that this week. Tomorrow night in New York City, the Heisman Trophy will be handed out, and hopefully Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia will be the one receiving that award. We say hello now to Vandy's own Willie Geist, who, of course, of NBC, talked to Clark Lee and Diego Pavia earlier today. Willie, thanks so much for doing this. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Great to talk to you. I'm hoping, like you are, we get a Heisman for the cabinet, the trophy case in Nashville tomorrow night.
I mean, what's it like for you watching this from afar? Because, look, I think we can all admit, you know, especially those of us that have been around Vanderbilt for a long time, this is uncharted waters, but it's pretty cool to see at the same time for Clark Lee and Diego and Vanderbilt as a whole to have this kind of success.
Yeah, I mean, so I got to Vandy fall of 93. That was my freshman year. And so this is my 33rd season as a Vanderbilt football fan. And as you know very well, frustrating is not even the word, sort of just like, we are who we are has always been the vibe, you know, and you look at the schedule every August and you go, all right, what if we stole that one, win these two games in the SEC? Maybe we got to beat Kentucky, of course. Maybe we'll beat Missouri. And then if you put that together without a conference, then you go, all right, we got to six and we'll go to, you know, whatever that 6-6 bowl is going to be. So this is like 10-2 in the regular season with the possibility of being 11-2 with the SEC player of the year, the SEC coach of the year, a legitimate chance to win the Heisman Trophy. It's just not even on the radar. You know what I mean? It's like it was so far away. And I think when it started to change was when they beat Alabama last year. And I saw in Pavia a guy who just wasn't scared, A, of the moment, and B, of the SEC big boys. He just didn't have that institutional knowledge that we all grew up with of like, know your place, Vandy. This is who you are in the SEC. He just completely rejects that and thinks they should go win every game. And he talks the talk and he backed it up this year. So it's been a dream. I mean, you're kind of waiting in the old days, as you know, like you play close for the first half, Alabama or whoever, LSU, whoever gets it together at halftime and comes and blows us out. But it just doesn't happen anymore. We're too good and too tough and our coach is too good. So it's been fun. It's just I'm already getting nostalgic about it, like sad that it's going to be over soon. It's been so much fun.
We're talking to Willie Geist here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Willie, what was it? You've had some big moments on NBC News. What was it like welcoming Diego Pavia and Clark Lee this morning to the show?
Oh, that was so fun. It was so fun. I actually just once he was named a finalist, I knew they'd be in New York. I said, why don't you come by, you know, Friday morning and you get in town. So got him up early. Maybe not Diego's first choice. I think they were on at 6:30 a.m. But he's a college kid at 6:30 a.m. You know what that's like. But he was great. I mean, he's, you know, it's just, you see two guys, because Clark Lee deserves as much credit as Diego is for this, for kind of just like building and getting people to trust him and going through those first three seasons that weren't so great and people wondering if he was the guy and him saying, trust me. And you go, these two guys took us to a place we didn't know we could ever go. I mean, you give Franklin credit for those 2 years, you know, 10, 15 years ago when we got the 9 wins, including the bowl. That showed like something was possible. But this is just, it's more than the wins. It's the energy around the team. It's the excitement. It's the country talking about it. It's game day coming and, you know, the kid kicking the field goal for $500,000 or whatever it was. It's the stadium being packed. It's students getting there before kickoff because they want seats and waiting online to get tickets. And they've just changed the entire energy around the program. And hopefully we keep the ball rolling.
Willie, were you at the Alabama win last year?
I was. I always pick at least one game to go down for, and I like just, you know, I don't want a sure win, like some of those out-of-conference games. I want the SEC atmosphere. So I said, yeah, Let's go see Alabama. And not expecting a win, but, man, I was sitting right by Candace Lee, our great athletic director, And as the game went on, it was like we just kind of looked down the road at each other, not say anything, and glance. And it was that unspoken, is this happening? But then that intrinsic Vanderbilt correction of, no, it's not happening. Like, something's going to happen, and they'll come back, and they'll win. And then as it went on, it got to the fourth quarter, it got to, late in the fourth, we looked at each other and started nodding. This is happening. And so that was the milestone that just opened the door to all the rest of this stuff. And this has just been, sad to see Pavia go. He's just been, they'll build a statue for him. He's been such a influential person at that school and in the program. But, he's created, the legacy is you get Jared Curtis to leave Georgia. Imagine that, talking about things that never happened in the past. The best quarterback in the country says goodbye to Georgia and comes to Vandy. It's amazing.
It is amazing. We're talking to Willie Geist. Did you storm the field after the Alabama game, Willie?
You know I did. I didn't get my hands on the goalpost. As a middle-aged man, I thought that was weird if I was up there with the students. I don't think I didn't want to, though. Yeah, I went down there. It was just, and then the fact, they threw him in the river and the cops gave him the escort and all that stuff. These are just moments that we'd have flashes. I mean, you guys know this, but like, when I was in school, my senior year, we played Notre Dame in a Thursday night game on ESPN, which was fun. Notre Dame was ranked fifth or sixth in the country. We played them really well. We always had a great defense. We had Jamie Winborn and Corey Chavis and those guys, and Jamie Duncan, and they almost beat Notre Dame. I think we lost by a touchdown. I want to say it was 14-7, if memory serves. So that was as exciting as it got when I was there. It was still a loss. It was like, whoa, we played those guys close, and we gave them a hell of a game, and it was on ESPN. And now it's like to go into these games against, big-name SEC teams and say, we should win this game. I mean, that's a totally different feeling when you look at the schedule and say, we will win this game. We're going to win this game. It's pretty wild.
Well, Willie Geist is with us. I think it's an exciting time, not only for Vanderbilt football, but athletics as a whole, because you look at what Mark Byington's done with the basketball team, the men's basketball team. They're really good and undefeated right now. The women's team and Shea Ralph, they have one of the best players in the country, Michaela Blakes. I mean, and obviously baseball, you can't forget about them and Tim Corbin. I think athletics as a whole is at just a different point than it ever has been.
Agree. Yeah, it is. I mean, the soccer team was one kick away from the Final Four, the women's soccer team. Our tennis and golf, it's like it's kind of at this point across the board, that they've made a commitment. And I think that goes to Candace, the athletic director, but also all the way up to the chancellor, Daniel Diermeier, whose whole thing is like, if you're going to preach excellence, be excellent at everything. And so they've invested money and raised a ton of money. And obviously the stadium, football stadium's the flashiest with the basketball center down at the end, but they've committed to being good. And I think they see the value in having a good high profile, whether it's football or basketball team for your school, not just for winning and being relevant in the SEC in sports, but the same way Duke basketball in the late 80s, early 90s, their applications went through the roof and it was always a good school, but it became that much more elite because sports helped, nudge them up that way. And I think Diermeier totally gets that. He's not, he's from Germany. He's not a football guy by birth, but he gets it. He totally gets it. And he knows that an investment in sports is good for the whole school. And it's really, you can't think of a sport we're not competitive or elite in at this point.
I think it's great. Willie Geist is with us. Willie, you hit on it earlier about Clark Lee. I think Clark Lee is fascinating. I think he's so intelligent. He's so smart. The kids love him. He looks like a great Bond villain, with that bald head and that just demeanor he's got. And I love it. But he's so – you said it earlier. He's so underrated in all this success. And I think at some point we all need to say, look, Clark Lee is a really damn good football coach. I know he got the big deal. He's two-time coach of the year. But just the stoicism he brings to that program is so good, and you saw it today when you're talking to him on the show.
Absolutely. That's the thing. I love the way he carries himself, and we played this morning when they came on a clip of what he said the other day after we did get in the playoff, which, look, I was not happy about that. I think if you're going to put the 12 best teams in college football in a tournament, that wasn't it, and we're definitely one of them, and I know they have obligations to those other conferences and all that. Maybe they'll fix that, but contrast the way Clark Lee, what he said, we're not victims in this process. We had a chance. We could have gone and beaten Texas. We could have beaten Alabama. We didn't do that, and this is what happens when you don't finish the job. And he said, but we're not, we're going to go play our bowl game. Diego's coming. Eli's coming. We're going to go try to beat Iowa, be 11-2, likely finish in the top 10, and maybe have a Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, give me that season all day. And you contrast it to other schools with gold helmets who have been whining for an entire week that they didn't
right.
get in, who played two hard games at the beginning of the season, lost them both, and then won 10 in a row against Syracuse and Boston College. So it's just a contrast in styles, and it gets to Clark Lee's, you know, his class, but also just his accountability and his leadership. And I think all the kids, they feed off that, and they go, oh, okay, this is who we are. Head down, do the job, do the work. So I agree. I love his, not only a great coach, but I just love his style. I love the way he carries himself.
Tomorrow night, you're going to be in front of the TV. I mean, you got to watch, right? I mean, this is a moment.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know how you guys are feeling. But statistically, it's not close, right? He's got 4,000 total yards, much more than the other guys. But Mendoza, great player, might be the number one pick in the draft. But he had that extra game, which was a showcase. And every time he threw an 8-yard out pattern, they went, he had his Heisman moment. Like, I mean, I don't know if they were lobbying for him or what, but it was like, what?
Right.
So I don't know. It's one of those things where, like, is that the last impression in some voters' minds where they watched that game Saturday and Diego didn't get a chance to have that showcase and go, oh, yeah, that guy's good. He did have a Heisman moment. So who knows? You can't control how they're going to vote. But I'm totally, totally biased. But I think Diego's the best player in the country, and not just as a feel-good story from Vanderbilt, but his statistics show it too. So, man, wouldn't that be amazing? A Vanderbilt Heisman Trophy winner. Again, talk about things you never imagined, but here we are.
It's so awesome to see. Is it fun for you to get to take the break from, you know, news and everything going on and talk a little sports?
Oh, it's the best. I'll be honest with you, it's what gets me through, because I'm so marinated in news and what's going on, and a lot of times that's divisive and angry and, you know, people aren't on their best behavior and all that. And so when I get home, people are like, what news do you watch tonight? I don't. I don't need more of that. I mean, I study and get ready for my show, but I put on a game. And if Sandy's on, all the better. But I'll just put on, you know, my son's a 16-year-old high school athlete, and we'll just sit and watch the Knicks. Or obviously on Saturdays, we lock down and watch the Vandy game. But sports, to me, I think, I mean, there's a reason you see the ratings for some of these NFL games these days, for regular season NFL games. I think, to my mind, people actually aren't as angry and divided as they're made out to be in this country. People like to say that all the time, but people want to feel community. They want to feel good. They want to hug each other and high five and share the same things. And there's no better place to do that, for me anyway, than sports. I mean, a concert and music and all that is good too, but I love sports because I love sports, but I also love sports because we all forget everything else and put on jerseys and cheer for our guys. And that's what I do. That's what I watch at night for sure.
How did a boy from New Jersey get to Vanderbilt back in 93?
Well, let me just say it was a lot easier to get into in 93. Let's stipulate that. So that's one reason I got there. But they actually were, you know, it was still a relatively southern school in the early 90s. For the most part, and I think they were just looking to kind of nationalize a little bit. So they came up here to New Jersey in my public high school basically with a net and scooped us up. We had 6 kids from my public high school class in New Jersey go that year to Vandy. So
wow.
And I think there was an appeal if you didn't want to go to stay home and go to one of the schools up in the Northeast and explore a little bit. And that was it for me. I mean, Nashville is obviously such a cool town. And was then too, obviously. And great school. To me, SEC sports was a big appeal to be a part of that culture. And so I was right. It was the best thing I ever did. Made all my friends there and got to be a part of this Vanderbilt family, which this fall has felt a little extra special thanks to Diego and the boys.
Yeah, well, thank you. I know you're busy, and I told Chase, I said, I emailed you this morning, and thank you so much for reaching back out and doing this. This is great. And it's a lifetime moment here with Diego and everything. But I appreciate you, Willie, for doing this.
Anytime. My pleasure. Always happy to talk with you guys. And fingers crossed for Diego. Go Doors.
Go Doors. Anchor down. Thank you, Willie. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks. See ya.
Willie Geis, NBC, joining us here on the program and also does the Sunday edition of the Today Show as well. And we really appreciate that. Good stuff. Really good.
Right? I mean, it's. I didn't think he, I texted you this morning. I'm like, hey, I emailed Willie Geis, a collective, like, yeah, okay, all right, who are we going to get on the show today? And then, like, 10 minutes later, he emails back and says, hey, I'd love to come on today. I was like, awesome. So thank you, Willie Geis.
And I'm sure for him, he enjoyed, you know, 20 minutes of not hearing Donald Trump said this or the Dems said that or whatever.
Right. Nonstop. Gosh. Yeah.
So I'm glad we could help with that. We're at 2234 North Mount Juliet Road in Mount Juliet at the Dunkin'. We, by the way, thank you so much to the different Dunkin' locations that have had us this week for our toy drive benefiting the Nashville Children's Alliance. You can stop by, donate a stuffed toy. You can also be qualified for a 4-pack of tickets to the all-inclusive 501 Club at Bridgestone Arena to Pred's home game. And thank you to Metro Nashville Police Department, the Catalano Group, the Bluemont Group, Family Leisure, Thompson Machinery, Richmar Florist, Right Time HVAC, and Relidyne. Just go to thegamenashville.com/toy for more information. Chris Sanders at the bottom of the hour, chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.